The New York State Writers Institute's Telling the Truth in a Post-Truth World is a multi-day forum which will explore timely topics critical to an open democratic society, including the rise of fake news and alternative facts, pressures on the First Amendment and a free press, media literacy, information overload, hacking, cybersecurity, and issues of race and class, among others. Featured appearances include Kurt Anderson, journalist, editor, and radio host and author of the new book Fantasyland, How America Went Haywire, A 500-Year History, Bob Schieffer, former anchor of the CBS Evening News and Face the Nation, and Floyd Abrams, the nation's preeminent First Amendment lawyer, as well as Lydia Palgreen, editor-in-chief of HuffPost, and more than two dozen prominent journalists, editors, historians, and authors. Joining us to tell us more, we welcome author and journalist Paul Grondahl, who is director of the Writers Institute. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
We also welcome on the telephone the founder and executive director of the New York State Writers Institute, the legendary author William Kennedy joins us as well. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm reasonably well.
Excellent.
I'm very happy with we're about to begin our Telling the Truth conference.
Now, from what I understand, Paul, and you can tell us a little bit about this, and then I'll go to Bill. But this is a sequel, really.
Yes, it is. 1991, Bill Kennedy, our founder and executive director, and his staff, including the late, great Tom Smith, organized Telling the Truth, a symposium on the craft of nonfiction, 3 days in Page Hall. And Bill Kennedy and I have been talking since, you know, during the campaign, long before the election, when fake news, alternative facts, a lot of issues came up on the whole theme of the symposium. We said we need to reconvene a major event where we'll have in-depth discussions for 2 days with some of the great thinkers and writers on these issues.
So, Bill, when you think about it, this was obviously an issue in the 90s and something that you wanted to address. So it is all the more important now, isn't it?
Well, in the 90s, what we did was Tony Lucas, J. Anthony Lucas, who won two Pulitzers for his journalism, book journalism, and New York Times, he and I started that as an idea the first year, the first session in 91. I was on the state of the art of nonfiction, and that was very broad, and going into magazines and, you know, books, journalism, and newspapers and so on. But it was everything. But this was specifically a reaction to Trump and the attack on the press, and the way the press was in decline, and B, being so viciously attacked by the president, and it was and the candidate, and fake news when that came up. I mean, it just seemed like such a big issue, such a big thing to take on that we felt like I started talking to Paul about it, and you know, we came up with all these journalists who are coming, and academics, and you know, we have Floyd Abrams, the First Amendment. I mean, there's so many First Amendment scholar. I mean, we have so many things that are erupting around this whole issue. It's fascinating, and 2 days is hardly scratching the surface to get at it. You know, it's a monumental question.
Yeah. Erupting is a great word, because that's exactly what it is. We're going to get to the list in just a second, but I have to ask you, sir, after your long and distinguished career, beginning as a journalist for many, many years in this region, did you ever think that you would be referred to as an enemy of the people?
No, I always felt I was a warrior for the people. That was the way I was raised, and what great journalism was in the Times and so many of the great newspapers, the Washington Post, the Chicago Trib, the LA Times, the Wall Street Journal, and so on and so on. The Pulitzer's in the World back in the 20s and 30s. There's so many great newspapers, the Herald Tribune, which was my favorite of all the newspapers. There were so many great newspapers doing remarkable things. And when I went into the business, I mean, I just felt like I was in something substantial that was never going to. There was no end to the revelations that you were going to encounter, and your life would never be anything other than worthwhile. What you're doing, you're uncovering the news and for the people, and it turned into, of course, uncovering unsavory news for some people and politicians, and of course, the papers, some papers still forever have reveled in the sordid news that yellow journalism and so on. But this is a profession of great stature and repute, and however much it's been maligned in recent years, it's certainly not deserving of that. And actually, I think that there's so much change right now going on in the major newspapers. Right. The circulation is up fantastically at the Times and the Washington Post and New York, the Wall Street Journal, even the Guardian. From England is everything is
work.
Rising. Yeah. The circulation is rising. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But
it's
going to be part of the. It's going to be part of the game. That we are on the rise. In spite of Trump.
We're talking about telling the truth in a post-truth world, a multi-event exploration of topics crucial to an open democratic society. And so, Paul, for you as a longtime journalist and a new director of the Writers Institute, you get to kind of merge the two, don't you?
Yeah, the Writers Institute, which Bill Kennedy founded in 1984, he's the first person I met at the University of Albany campus when I came here in 1981 as a graduate student in English. It's always been a preeminent place of having discussions, sometimes difficult discussions, sometimes discussions about race or about ethnicity or about religion, but also bringing in the greatest writers from around the world, more than a dozen Nobel Prize laureates, over 200 Pulitzer Prize National Book Award winners have come to the University of Albany campus and enriched the Albany community through their discussions. That's why we think right now is the time to have this in-depth discussion. 30 panelists, 6 panels, 9 hours, 2 days, Q&A with the audience after every session, book signings, public receptions. I covered the 1991 event as a journalist at the Times Union. And it was unbelievable. That conversation just went on in the streets, in the bars, in the coffee shops for 3 days. And I think this will do the same. This is a discussion that everyone wants to have. We'll get into Take a Knee. We'll get into Charlottesville. I mean, these are issues that are tearing this country apart. We want this to be a reasoned, rational discussion. Sure, people will disagree. Sure, there'll be some, discussion and debate, but we are not going to let it evolve into a rhetoric and screaming match. We will discuss these issues like civil discourse, like reasoned, educated people do.
One of the things, and you and I have had this conversation, but I believe that people are so thirsty for this.
Exactly.
They really want to. They're more informed for the reasons that Bill just mentioned, that the subscriptions to the Times, the Post, the Journal, and other media outlets, our numbers are through the roof. People are becoming more educated on what's going on, and they want to talk about it, and they want to explore it. So let's go over when this all starts Thursday, which is tomorrow.
With Kurt Anderson, someone you know well. His book is on the New York Times bestseller list. It's an incredible examination of 500 years of American history, looking at hucksters and why we are so gullible as a country. And that starts at 7 p.m. in the Campus Center Ballroom. You'll be interviewing him on stage at the Uptown University at Albany campus. And his book really encompasses the themes that the whole symposium will cover. And then Bob Schieffer, I mean, in the legend of broadcasting and Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Nobody better.
Yeah, his book, Overload. We had student affairs, got some money together. We bought 450 copies. So 450 students are reading it right now at UAlbany, and they'll discuss these themes. His book is on all this information coming at you every day across your Facebook feed, endless information. But what is really truthful? What is accurate? What has been vetted? We're going to get into Facebook and the Russian hacking, et cetera.
Yeah, that there are two panels that Bob Schieffer will be a part of. One is Media and the Age of New Technology. That'll take place Friday, 4 to 5:30 at Page Hall, which is in the UAlbany downtown campus. And but all of these have just such amazing people attached to them. They're all rock stars in their own right.
Right. Any one of them could have been headliners, but we wanted to bring together this critical mass of people because when you have great minds on stage, these five great minds, I'll introduce them and get out of the way. We want to see their sparks between them, and then we want the audience to join in. So we brought in 30 just brilliant, brilliant people, and they were all excited to come here because they feel the same way. This is a conversation that needs to take place right now, and I think we're going to have big crowds at Page Hall. It seats 850 people. We're telling people to come early because with all our events, it's free and open to the public, but you'll need to come early to get a seat. We do have overflow rooms. We're going to be live streaming it for people who can't make it. You can go to our Facebook page, New York State Writers Institute, and watch it live if you can't make it down to Page Hall. But you're going to want to be there because the audience will have a chance to interact and meet all of our panelists.
The panelists are incredible. I mentioned the media and the age of new technology. And then that night, presidents and the press, Trump, Nixon, and more. Which will include everyone from Douglas Brinkley, who is CNN's presidential historian and an amazing historian himself, Amy Goodman, of course, from Democracy Now!, and Harry Rosenfeld, and a new addition to the panel.
Yeah, Shane Goldmacher. I wanted to correct something we said earlier on, too, about Lydia Polgreen. See, these are journalists at the top of their game, and Trump is disrupting everything so much. Glenn Thrush had to cancel at the last minute. He's working on a major Trump project for the New York Times, but Shane Goldmacher, who was the D.C. bureau chief, White House correspondent for Politico, who covered Trump and was on the Trump campaign. He now recently came to the New York Times as the political correspondent for state politics and city politics. Shane Goldmacher from the New York Times will be coming. And Lydia Polgreen also had to say no at the last minute because of commitments. But Jim Rich, who is the executive editor of HuffPost, who was the editor-in-chief of the Daily News when they won a Pulitzer Prize, is coming up for the HuffPost.
Oh, so, that's great. And so, that's for the End of Newspapers panel that will be taking place on Saturday night.
Yes.
All of these issues. So what are the conversations with you and Bill like about putting all of this together and who you get?
Well, we chased a lot of people who couldn't come for different reasons. My dream initially was my two great mentors in Albany have been Bill Kennedy and Harry Rosenfeld, a great editor of the Washington Post during Watergate. We tried to get Woodward and Bernstein and Rosenfeld on stage together, and unfortunately Woodward and Bernstein had a lot of commitments. But these 30 people that we have are, as you said, rock stars and headliners. And, you know, Bill and I bounce a lot of names off each other. And he's, some of his great pals came as for 33 years at the Writers Institute because of Bill, because of who he is. So Russell Banks will be on a panel, a great American novelist and a longtime friend of Bill's and the Writers Institute. But the list is amazing.
And
the whole list is, you know, what we wanted headliners, of course, but, you know, we wanted people who really want to ask questions. And on these super issues that, for instance, just like what's arisen in the last month, the whole idea of what's going on with Facebook and Twitter and the use how the Russians have moved in on top of these organizations and this has been a mystery to us, and that now it's just beginning to open up, and these things are so amorphous now. They're just new creations in this generation, and it's there are no rules and no public morality declaimed in advance of what they pretend to be. They're open to anything, it seems like. And this is a heavily this is such a major thing that's happening. We've got to get the best people we could possibly do to talk about it, how it can be handled. What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to live with this? The press can't do it itself because the press is in so much in decline, and the old press, the Times,
right.
Even though they're up in circulation, the revenue is dying, and newspapers are getting thinner and thinner, and so it's a tough time with a lot of brand new problems, and that's one of the things that's at issue here. And what rules are there for the president? We're finding out every day what he can and can't do. What can he do with a nuclear device? And can he cut himself off from the press? And can he cut the press out?
Yeah.
Of communications with the White House. It's a open season on these areas of thought and behavior. So we're into really new territory.
Well, it's an amazing panel and panels and symposium that you're having. It's really incredible. I urge people to go to the Facebook page. It's New York State Writers Institute.
New York State Writers Institute and NYSWritersInstitute.org. You'll find a full schedule, all you need to know, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram but get there early because we think there'll be high demand for those seats.
Well, I'm telling you something you probably already know, but maybe not because you're involved in it, but everyone in town is talking about this. So it's very cool that you're doing it, and we're very excited to come and be a part of it. We'll kick it off tomorrow night with Kurt Anderson. We'll be taping a book show there on top of everything else, so we'll be talking about the book and then all of the other stuff that we have to talk about after that with Kurt Anderson and Fantasyland. And again, if you want to find out more information, it's NYSWritersInstitute.org. Excellent. You've made that much easier over the years.
Yes, we did.
Thank you very much for that.
Yes.
For that alone,
we
Paul,
just
I
did.
Thank you. Excellent. Bill Kennedy, you're my hero. Thank you very much for being here. A great pleasure
okay,
to speak
Joe,
with you.
Joe. Here we go, okay?
Here we go
into the unknown.
Thank you very much. Paul, great work. I look forward to working with you, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
I will, Joe. Thank
Excellent.
You very much.
Thank you. Again, New York's NYS. WritersInstitute.org for more information and find the whole schedule for this incredible symposium that will be taking place over the weekend beginning tomorrow night, Telling the Truth in a Post-Truth World. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.